From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Jessica, July 21st. The Morning Read, 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from The Daily Beast, Whitney Cummings, on why her Trump joke was cut from Netflix broadcast. Comedian Whitney Cummings has claimed a brutal joke she made about Donald Trump during an award ceremony has been cut from an upcoming Netflix broadcast. Cummings, 43, initially made the joke about Trump, 80, at the Kennedy Center on June 28th, when comedian and TV host Bill Maher was being honored with the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. At the end of her appearance, Cummings made a reference to Trump's connections to late child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. "I actually heard Trump may come tonight, but he couldn't make it," Cummings said, according to Deadline, adding, "He got caught in SE Next, second from Channel News Asia. India's cockroach movement vows to protest until education minister resigns. Nearly 60 protesters were injured after clashes between police and supporters of the self-named Cockroach Janta Party over demands for the resignation of India's education minister Dharmendra Pradhan. Up next. Third, from The Guardian World. Iran claims attacks in Strait of Hormuz. Houthis announce blockade of Red Sea shipping route. Middle East crisis live. Revolutionary Guard claims attack on oil tanker and two other ships. Houthis in Yemen say they are imposing an immediate maritime blockade of Saudi Arabia in the Red Sea. Welcome to our live coverage of the latest developments in the Middle East crisis. Iran attacked a tanker in the Strait of Hormuz early on Tuesday, forcing its crew to abandon the ship, as Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis announced they were imposing an immediate maritime blockade of Saudi Arabia in the Red Sea after the two sides traded fire last week for the first time in years. The latest U.S. strikes came hours after Donald Trump. And then, fourth, from The Guardian World, Kumanjayi Little Baby's mother was not supported to protect her children while escaping domestic violence. Review finds. Interim report not able to draw nexus between matters referred to child protection and circumstances leading to 5-year-old's alleged murder. Warning. This story contains references to Indigenous Australians who have died. Get our breaking news email, free app, or daily news podcast. Kumanjayi Little Baby's mother was effectively left alone to protect her children while also experiencing domestic violence. Because child protection authorities failed to adequately assess multiple threats to her safety, a draft review has found. But the interim report, tabled in Parliament on Tuesday, found tea next. Fifth, from NPR News. Powerball ticket sales begin Tuesday in the United Kingdom. Powerball ticket sales in the United Kingdom will begin Tuesday, giving players across the Atlantic a chance at winning the same massive jackpot that U.S. players already play for. Image credit. Jenny Kane. Up next. Sixth, from Bloomberg Top. Volkswagen nears sale of stake in its India unit to JSW Group. Volkswagen AG is in advanced discussions with India's JSW Group, said people familiar with the matter, as the German automaker seeks an ally to infuse fresh capital and bolster its local unit in the world's third-largest auto market. And then, seventh, from Bloomberg Top, Julius Baer profit doubles as clients. Add $7 billion new money. Julius Baer Group added, profit more than doubled in the first half of the year as the Swiss wealth manager emerges from a long reorganization in the wake of losses linked to Austrian property tycoon René Benko. Next. Eighth, from NPR Business. Inflation slowed sharply, but it may not last. Annual inflation hit 3.5% in June, down from May's more than 3-year high. But the resumption of the conflict with Iran threatened to push up inflation as energy costs once again spike. Image credit. Brandon Bell. Up next. Ninth from NPR Business. Mystery bidder buys T-Rex nicknamed Gus for a record $50 million. A T-Rex fossil billed as one of the world's largest specimens was sold for a record $50.1 million Tuesday to a mystery bidder. But many aren't happy about it. Image credit. Matthew Sherman, Sotheby's via AP. And then, 10th, from NPR Business. Court ruling freezes Paramount Warner Brothers merger for now. Paramount's owners were hoping they'd be firmly in control of rival Warner Bros. Discovery by the end of this week. Monday's temporary restraining order puts that plan on hold. Image credit. SOPA images. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.